Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Hello and welcome once again to Voice Coaches Radio. I'm Warren Garling along with Mike Spring, and we're going to talk about everything voice acting these days on a weekly basis. We've been doing this now for, what are we on, episode
29, I think?
Or something like that. That's terrific.
But I'm a little nervous about today's podcast.
Oh, it's because we're talking about overcoming nervousness, or studio jitters, as we like to sometimes call it. Well, here's what you do, Mike. First, you got to resign yourself to the fact that you're going to be a bit nervous when you first step into the studio. Even after 40 years, that's how I feel. I will step into the studio, and if it's a new producer, someone I haven't worked with a lot, haven't maybe even seen in a while, I can be a little on the nervous side.
I don't believe
that. Oh, it's true. You know what else adds to it? If the group that you're working for has three or four people from, you know, the business that you're doing the work for in the studio, and they're standing behind the engineer, behind the producer, now there's five or six people in that room, and the more the merrier for them, but the more nervous I get, because they're all standing there thinking, what is this guy doing? You know, and all these things go through your head. But you know what? You don't have to worry about any of that. Anything new is bound to make you a little bit apprehensive. If you just do what you're being paid to do, you're going to be fine. And you got to channel that energy, basically.
Without a doubt. And I think it's important to remember what you just touched on, Warren. Do what you're getting paid to do. As a voice talent, your job is not actually getting the job done right. That's the producer's job. At the end of the day, the producer is the person who's responsible to the client for getting the finished product right. And I'm using my little air quotes there around right. What you need to do as the voice talent is follow the producer's direction, bring your creativity to the forefront, and, you know, read the copy accurately. And if you do those things, then everything's going to be great. You don't have to be nervous because you're doing what you're there to do. And getting it right is not part of the equation.
Very good point. Also, watch that you don't let simple mistakes add to your nervousness. There's nothing wrong with working on a piece or even one line sometimes into take five or six or wherever it might take you. I tell folks that I'm very familiar with takes 7 and 8. They're very good friends of mine.
And, you know, I have a couple of good friends, too. They're called takes 37 and 38.
Okay, there you go. So once again, mistakes are bound to happen. You're going to do multiple takes on certain pieces. Don't let it bother you. It's not something that should build on your nervousness.
Here's something I like to tell people, too, and maybe this is just because I'm a little bit of a cocky guy, but remember, you've already got the job. You don't have to worry about whether or not they're going to like you because they already like you. They've listened to your demo. You've gotten the job. They picked you for the job because they knew you were right for it. So you need to remember that you're right for it also.
It was our friend, I believe, Rodney Salisbury, who told us once also that he takes that nervous energy and uses it to his advantage. He steers that energy into a better performance. Perhaps starts concentrating more on what can I do to make this even better than worrying about the nervousness that he has stepped into the studio with. And there's a guy that's been doing it 25, 30 years.
Here's an important word for you, Warren. Rest.
Okay, I'm going to take a nap. Thanks.
You know, it's important to be well rested as a voice actor. If you get a good night's sleep the night before a job, you're going to be more relaxed, less anxious, and you'll be able to overcome your nervousness a lot easier than if you had a terrible night's sleep. Rest is really important. Before you go into the studio, take a few nice, deep, relaxing breaths. Try and calm yourself down as much as you can, and that'll help to minimize your nervousness. In fact, what our listeners don't know is every week before we record the podcast, I take a nice, relaxing bubble bath. I put on some Barry Manilow music, get myself into kind of a nice zen state. And that's why I can come in here and sound as incredible as I do every week.
Barely man enough. I like it. Finally, watch your caffeine intake. Maybe you don't need that third cup of coffee before you get into the studio, or maybe you can switch to a nice cup of tea, perhaps. Maybe some honey in it. That'll help the voice as well, help your throat. Less caffeine, you know, better for your throat. The last thing you need is to artificially amp up your nerves,
exactly.
You know, and you know, caffeine has a tendency to do that. I don't drink any caffeine. It just keeps me awake all day, and so I just don't do it.
Consequently, I wouldn't down, you know, a 12-pack of Red Bull right before a recording session
either. There you go. Similarly, maybe you... Yeah.
Bubble bath, Barry Manilow. I'm telling you, it works wonders.
Well, hopefully that's helped you get over your nervousness a little bit. Just a few things to think about. I think the key to come away from here is they chose you already. You're there. You're behind the mic.
Absolutely.
Enjoy it. Have a good time. Don't worry about the nerves. They'll go away within minutes, you know, once you get your pace. So, Mike, thanks again for helping us out. You had some great ideas here today.
Thank you, Warren.
And I'm going to steer some folks your way again. Your blog is getting better and better all the time. You you've got a couple of regular features now that you're doing every week on your blog, and I'm really finding it a lot of fun and interesting to read.
Well, thank you. I'm trying to make them fun and interesting to read. And I slave away at them for hours and hours, so please, please read them.
Please join us again next week. We'll be here same time, same station. And have an enjoyable week in the meantime. Thanks.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.
Hello and welcome once again to voicecoaches.com, our weekly podcast. No, it's...
I didn't want to interrupt you this time, though. You noticed that?
Yep.
I let you
go. All you got to do is shake your head. I've got good peripheral vision.
Right.
And have an enjoyable week in the mean... And have an enjoyable week in the meantime. Thanks.
Before you go into the studio, take a couple... Before you go into the studio, take a...
Easy for you to say.